I hate you. You're the worst person on the planet. We're Sky Tigers. That's Ryan Maloney.
All right, everybody. Sky Tigers live from Studio D. They will join me momentarily, and we'll talk about all sorts of excellent things, like this
and
year's
we're clear.
Rock and Roll
Everybody
Rumble.
Stay with
there. Let's do this. It's time for Songs of the Week.
Initiating launch sequence.
Boston Edition Songs of the Week.
Brought to you this week by On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO. It is Angel with Boston Emission Songs of the Week number 5. We'll kick it off with Steady Vex, Lost Twin.
Number 5. Songs of the Week, number 4.
New England summer, New England fall, New England spring, can't come soon enough. I write in winter about how you run. When those days are long, you can't measure the beaches.
Boston Emissions Songs of the Week, number 3. Songs of the Week, number 2.
Losing my
Boston Emissions. It's on the 10 with Mikey D. I am hijacking this program for this evening, WMFO. Thank you, Sky Tigers. We're going to talk to Sky Tigers in a minute. I just want to quickly tell you about the music I just played. That was Locket, In the Dark, Blucotherium, Change These Strings, Weaklings, Church Keys, Old Jack, Seagulls on the Beaches, Steady Vex, Lost Twin. Your Boston Emissions Songs of the Week this week. Bravo to you all. All right. So now, shifting gears, Sky Tigers, what's up? What have you been doing?
A lot. It's been a busy summer. It's been so busy.
Yes, it has.
I was just
going to
say, Ryan's ready.
Oh, your mic is not set up on this board.
Maybe we should keep it off.
Will you guys share? I have 1, 2, and 3, and not 4, and it will be a disaster.
Let's pretend we're singing in a
there you go. Right. You are the world.
It's Jay and I usually talk to Michelle.
I'm sorry, but how about us?
So what have you been doing? So we rumbled together. How was your spring? Let's go back in time. How was your spring?
We did the rumble, and that just kind of kicked everything into high gear. I mean, that was awesome. That was so much fun. That was like the funnest event that I've ever done in my music career. There's just so many awesome people, and everything went off without a hitch, and we didn't progress to the next round, but it was honestly, I couldn't have been happier.
You probably got tons of show offers after that.
Oh, yeah, like, it hasn't stopped.
And say no to some of them. You don't have to take all of them. That's what I try to tell Rumble bands. Please don't take all those crappy shows people offer you. Only take the good ones. And people now know who you are, who hadn't ever seen you before or knew anything about you.
Yeah, we've definitely gotten a lot more buzz, which is just, it's great. And the important thing is, too, is like this band, for at least for me, I can't speak for everybody else, but this has been what I've wanted to do with music. And we've been a band for so long. I mean, it's been almost like 10 years or something like that. And it's just me. Yeah,
Ryan doesn't care. I was like, I don't even know these people.
I don't even. But no, this is like, we started this band after Ryan and I's old band like did the whole try to get famous thing.
What was the other band?
Ryan and I were in a pop punk band called Eastern Legacy. And
I knew that, but I forgot.
And so we, you know, we did the whole try to get famous. You know, we did the NACA stuff. You go and you do the college shows, mm-hmm. and you know, whatever. It was just like so much work, and it wasn't. I don't know. It just felt like a job at the end. I mean, it was fun in the beginning, but at the end, it was just more work. And this, you know, it's just all fun. Like, we don't do anything unless it's going to be fun for us. Like, we wouldn't get engaged in projects if I thought it was going to be a chore. And it just so happens that everything that's come our way has just been awesome.
Yeah.
It's just been great, especially after the Rumble. I mean, so for instance, this summer, like I said, it's been really busy. Shortly after the Rumble, we were approached by Paul Pacillo and Jeff Rowe from Tied to a Bear about putting out a record together. And we've been working on that. And they're going to start a label called Sound Investments.
And we determined that was the only name left.
Yeah, that was, they came up with a very long list of names.
You can't think of a funny pun for
somewhere
them.
Somewhere in the hundreds. I probably could, but it probably wouldn't be appropriate for a record label. Yeah, Ryan's over here like, good job, guys.
I was like, back on the back.
Ryan's like, I'll get the grill fired up. I got my New Balance sneakers on. This world's greatest dad, like coffee mug, I don't know. But so, so we're putting out this record. It's going to be great. We're re-recording the 5 original songs off of Disasturbation, which is the EP we put out in December. Mm-hmm. We're going to do them in a full awesome studio up in Dover, New Hampshire.
Which is, you did that, you said, sort of yourselves.
Yeah, that was about as DIY as you can get. We started that in like 2015. Started recording tracks as we wrote them, and we didn't finish it until December 2018. Yeah, and so that's when that came out. We recorded it all in our practice space. Most of it was done at the Charlestown Rehearsal Studios.
It's not like it took a lot of work.
We're just very, very, you can't, you know, we get distracted very easily. We recorded it in our practice space. Ryan mixed it and mastered it in his bedroom at our apartment, and then we were like, this is good enough. We're just going to do this. 3 years is long enough. So we put out 5 original songs after 3 years of work. And now we're going to re-record those.
And now they feel like really old songs, and you're going to make them new again.
Yeah, we're going to go record them again, and it's going to sound much better.
Well done.
Much better. Not that Ryan didn't do a great job, because he did.
Thanks, buddy.
But don't you take my compliment. You reject it.
I'll take your compliment if I want.
So we're going to go up to Dover, New Hampshire with Ryan Sack at the Noise Floor, and we're going to put out an awesome full length that's going to have the 5 original songs off of Disasturbation plus 4 new songs, hopefully. At least 3. Probably 4.
3.5.
3.5, yeah. We'll record whatever we have for the last one and just throw it on the record.
And you have a list of inappropriate titles.
Yeah, we do. Well, no, so I don't think...
Should we just read through the list?
Well, no. The song titles that are done vocally, so as far as like progress of the record goes, we go into the studio this weekend. Three of the songs are done. One I finished the lyrics for today in the car on the way here. The fourth one I have not started lyrics for, but, you know, I'm an ambitious person.
As of this broadcast.
Yeah, as of this broadcast, I have not yet started lyrics for the fourth one, but
maybe
I'll get
there. Maybe we can inspire you tonight.
Let's come up with them together.
Yeah, exactly. Do we have any callers that want to suggest lyrics for Scott Tigers?
Can of worms.
Yeah.
There's an idea.
But yeah, so that's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. It's going to come out. I don't have a title for it yet, but I'm thinking of Eulorgy. I think that's very Sky Tigers-esque. Maybe, you know, right. We'll see if it sticks.
All How right. about Bop Queen?
Bop, what is this?
Oh, so is there something on the wall?
You're reading graffiti from
Bop Queen, oh yeah. One, there's a lot of graffiti around here.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't know if we could say that one.
It's rife with graffiti.
which slap guy?
Yeah.
So tell me... Lowell has been getting a lot more attention as of late.
It has.
You are proud representatives of Lowell.
Yeah.
Mac Valley. I come from the Merrimack Valley myself. So I take great pride in it. How do you guys feel about it?
It's one of those love-hate relationships, and it's definitely more love lately than it was, 20 years ago when I was growing up there. So I grew up in the Lowell area. I grew up in Billerica. I moved to Lowell for school. I went to UMass Lowell, just like everybody that graduated from Billerica High did.
Mm-hmm.
stayed in and around the Lowell area for years, and then I ended up moving to Stoneham for work, but I still, Lowell's my home. That's where I hang out at night. That's, on the weekends or whatever. And the Lowell music scene, I mean, Ryan and I's old band used to play in the Lowell scene, and it was not what it is today.
No, we used to
play to rooms where it was just the bands, and it was so hard to get people to come out to see bands that they liked, bands that they were friends with, because it was just like, I don't know, it was just, you go to a room and you're the only people there, and it was kind of awkward. It was tough to get people in. And then all of a sudden, about 3 years into Sky Tigers, we get on this show with the Worthen Attic, and there's all these people there, and I'm like, what happened to the Lowell music scene, and where were we? And from there on, and we just, we had shows like once a month, twice a month, either the Worthen or, back then it was Last Safe, that place closed down, but mm-hmm. Thirsty First.
That had a couple of different cycles, though. I remember, before my time, but I remember like in the 90s, the Safe was the place.
Yeah.
And then it sort of fell out of favor, closed or whatever, and then there was a resurgence, and then it wasn't, and then it was, and now it's not again, as far as I know.
They were doing shows for a couple of years, I think around 2015 and 2016 or so, and then they tapered off again. But basically, the backbone of the Lowell music scene for the last years, as long as I've been playing in it, in Sky Tigers at least, has been Uncharted.
Yeah.
And So the venue closed down last week, the week before, and it's just such a hole in the scene. And, I've been talking to musicians all throughout the Lowell music scene. It doesn't matter what type of music they play, what type of genres, who they are, who they know, where they came from. Everybody loved that venue.
They were definitely, Michael and the crew there were definitely a big contributor to why people want to be in Lowell and stay in Lowell. And go. Let's face it, look, I've been doing radio in the city for a long time. I've been seeing bands and doing shows and all that. Bands didn't want to identify being from somewhere else because it wasn't cool. I don't care about that. I never really did. If you're a good band, you're a good band. But it was sort of this like unspoken thing, like don't say you're from Lowell. Don't say have a 617 area code just so people think you're cool. I mean, that happened for a long time.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys remember this phrase, but people would say, oh, it's a 508 band. Remember that 508 band? Like oh.
No, but I can totally picture people saying that. That sounds like
Big time. And I think I probably suffered from that a little bit when I was, coming up. But I definitely don't suffer from that anymore at all.
I mean, it's Massachusetts as a whole. So, we wouldn't be where we are today. We wouldn't, have the name recognition or the footprint, even leading up to the Rumble, that we have if it wasn't for Uncharted, specifically
for
that
sure.
venue. I mean, our entire band is owed to that venue and Mike and everything he's done to the music scene. It was just such an inviting space. And that's what really brought in all the traffic and made it so awesome to go to shows. It was a comfortable place. But that mentality, it affected everybody because it's spread out. I mean, the Salem now has an awesome music scene.
Very much.
Opus and Kodo.
Due in part to not being able to stay in the city. It, you can't live in the city. You can't live and work in the city and afford anything. And that, and this is going to continue to happen. We're going to continue to make other communities elsewhere because it's just going to be easier and more welcoming.
Yep. Especially with all the venues. I mean, it seems like every other week there's a new venue that closes and a new one that opens up. And, you know, they don't have any, you know, loyal fan base that they build up before the venues sizzle out. And it's not necessarily their fault. I mean, they're doing everything they can. It's just that's the nature of, you know, the downtown Boston and metro Boston area at this point, because there's so much, you know, new construction and gentrification and nobody can get anywhere and, the, you know, you can't park anywhere. And it's just...
It's really hard.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
It's crazy.
And everybody has cars because, you know, you ride the T, you'll get there tomorrow.
But, I mean, even the Boston scene nowadays, too, is much better than it was, you know, 10, 15 years ago. As far as I know, I mean,
well,
you know, I was like...
It's different.
It is.
It's
different. Very different. At least so in the bands that I've been in. It's a much better scene. But yeah, no, I will agree. It's a much more unique scene. I think it has more identity now. You know, like Boston has always had a very identifiable music scene. You know, there's the Boston hardcore scene and, you know, the Boston rock scene and stuff like that. But now it's not exactly the whole indie rock thing. It's not exactly the whole hardcore scene.
You can't call it one thing.
Yeah.
You know, you can't really define it by one or two things. Right. I agree with that. Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
I mean,
he's
you
nodding.
Guys can talk too.
Angel and I are just ripping, you know. So.
This conversation is above me. I just play drums. I just hit things.
See, I'm glad you finally came to realize that you don't get a microphone for a reason.
I just can't think of anything clever right
now.
Wait, is Ryan Maloney left speechless? Ryan has nothing to contribute.
Aren't you the puninator? Isn't that you?
I am, but the conversation's so serious, I can't, like.
Well, let's stop that.
That's pretty good.
So tell me this. You guys have been playing in and around the scene as it is. Who are some of your favorite other bands that you love to play with or that you love to go see? I always love to give a nod to, you know, maybe somebody I don't even know about yet.
Right, yeah. I mean, there are so many awesome bands. That's the other thing about this music scene nowadays is... Every show that I play, I'm completely blown away by bands that I either know who are just continually getting better, or bands that I've never seen or heard of before who are also blowing me away. It is very rare that we play a show with a band that I'm just like, nah, this isn't for me.
Yeah. Bedtime Magic?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bedtime Magic. They just put out a record.
With their outfits.
Yeah. Well, so it's funny. When we played with them, they didn't have them because their tour van was in the shop and they were in the van. So they had to play without the unitards. But those dudes were awesome. They were so much fun. Bricks and Mortar are some of our, you know, favorite dudes.
Terrible people.
Terrible. Horrible dudes.
Horrible.
They're putting out a new record soon, too. I think the CD release is coming up in September. And those dudes are just awesome. They're so nice. They've done a lot for us in the Salem scene to, like, bring us in and make them feel... Welcome over there, and the Downhalls and everybody from that Salem scene. You know, Denzel and you know, is keeping the, you know, the more Boston scene, Boston aspect of the scene, the hardcore scene alive. Mel does happen to be my roommate, so I might have some bias there, but you know, they're still really good. You know, and I mean, we played the only things from Lowell, are probably like one of my favorite bands from Lowell right now. I've known Packy for years, and this band just completely blows me away. I've seen them twice in the last couple of weeks, and they're just making some really good music right now. It's,
anybody else? You're all welcome to chime in.
I mean, there are so
is there
many
anybody
too,
you love that you want to talk about?
Yeah, like Adam's label.
I'm always going to be a huge Crowfeeder fan.
Yeah. I was just going to mention Crowfeeder and Heavy Meta and all the dudes, all the awesome people on Constant Disappointment. Like, he's putting out some awesome records right now, too, Adam Norton from Crowfeeder. So, yeah.
So what's next? Making the record. I know that.
Making the record, yeah.
What is your, do you have a timeline in place yet, or a goal in mind as to when you're going to finish it and put it out?
I think we're hoping for probably late fall.
Okay.
We haven't really nailed anything down right now. I think we're going to see where we're at after the recording sessions end at the end of August and you know, where we are with artwork and everything. But it shouldn't take us much time to turn everything around. I mean, you know, we're not a band that is going to require, you know, mastering of all sorts of unique instruments. We're, it's pretty easy. Well, just turn everything up as loud as you can go, and then
it's also, you know, we literally have 2 weekends to record it, and that's it.
Yeah, that too. So you get
that'll be what
you get what we finish.
You better get cracking. Let's do this. I have a couple of new songs I want to premiere on the show. You guys chill out, relax. We'll come back and talk a little bit more about Sky Tigers and everything that that entails. It's WMFO Medford. I am Angel. This is Boston Emissions. I am hijacking On the Town with Mikey D tonight. This is brand new Steady State Radiation.
Crowd. nothing more to say.
Okay, well, it's not working. Hey, everybody. New music. Boston Emissions on the Town with Mikey D, WMFO. Graveyard of the Atlantic, The Wolf. And we heard new music, Steady State Radiation. They are from Providence, Rhode Island. Don't know much more about them, but they are playing a show at the News Cafe in Pawtucket on the 23rd. I don't know the last time I was in Pawtucket, but I'll have to go down and make a visit. So, Sky Tigers making new music, recording, going to be signed to that record label whose name I already forgot.
Sound Investments.
Sound Investments.
Yeah.
Sounds good. What else is going on? Shows, you were laundry listing a bunch of shows.
Yeah, we just decided to just work ourselves to death this year.
You decided to say no to nothing.
2019.
Have I taught you anything?
The year of Sky Tigers, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, we've got, August is pretty filled up with recording, and then September, we're right back at it. The first weekend of September, we're in Amesbury on the 31st. Well, okay, that's fine. That's August. Amesbury on August 31st. Kodo with Bricks and Mortar on the 1st. We're doing Bricks and Mortar CD release at Great Scott.
Who else is on that?
The record release?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Denzel. And I'm not sure who the fourth band was off the top of my head. But I think that I remember Mel saying that they ended up confirming they were able to get an earlier slot, which is good. And then shows at the end of September. We're just, yeah. And they're good shows, too. That's the thing. They're all great. We're playing with awesome bands. I don't think I've played a show recently where I've been like, meh, maybe we shouldn't have said yes to that one.
All right.
All yeah.
Well, thank you for being here. I look forward to reading the song titles on the new releases.
That's the more exciting part. Don't even listen to the music. Just read the titles.
It's very entertaining. And I have learned that the song titles really have no reflection on what the song is about.
Well, so it's funny. Some people do think that, but I do. So we'll come up with like a punny name for a song. And I do try to, some of them might not be directly on point, but like they have like a running theme. So, I mean, obviously my lyrical content is pretty direct. I don't think I'm, shocking any minds when I tell people that the song Grenade Point Average is about, the gun violence epidemic in the U.S. So, it kind of plays off, that whole, like, haha, we're going to make a joke out of the school shooting thing because there are so many of them that, that's all you can do at this point. Like, nothing's ever going to happen, so all you can do is laugh at it.
The Onion are going to go out of business.
Exactly.
They made the joke. They're like, we might have to close down because we can't make any crap up that is funnier than what's real life.
It's awful that every time this happens, people hashtag are just getting so numb, and that's just where we are. And it just goes from there. So, I think Truth Decay is the only one that doesn't really have any relevance. Those are just nonsense lyrics. Anybody who's trying to figure out what that song means, just stop. It doesn't mean anything. What that song means is we had music written for a while, and I was like, I don't know, this works.
Well, it's about when you get the wrong toothpaste. And
I hate that.
And you, yeah, it just...
Nope, I know where you're going. It's just not going to work. Just end it there, buddy. Yep, you tried twice. This is why you don't get a mic.
Sorry. Squeeze that one out.
Sorry.
Well, thank you, guys. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for doing the Rumble and being cool and bringing the rock.
I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah, it'd be being cool. I don't know. I don't know about that.
Have you seen it? All right.
Well, thank you, Angel, for everything you do for awesome music.
Yeah. But, my pleasure.
You're also a pillar of this community. So.
Somebody's got to do it. I got to work myself to death all summer long. Last summer, I was totally chill because I had, it was like sort of my, like in between when the show left and the show started up again. And I was like kicking back, and now I'm like, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to work at a radio station and work a day job. Oh, and still do all these shows. Yeah, because why not? Sleep when you're dead, right, exactly. As they say.
Exactly.
Sleep when you're dead.
Exactly.
So here, you can use that. Sleep when you're dead. It is yours. I give that to you. All right. I have some more new music. I want to try to squeeze it. There's a band called Aeronaut Down. This is brand new. They call it Malibu, and they say there are no swears in it. So let's go for it.
This bullshit line, I'm tired of having this monkey on my back, wasting my time. CTD, I always thought I'd die young, have I died young? Pockets turned inside out, stuck in this god jail cell. That I gotta get paid, gotta get nice, but I'm sinking. Pockets empty, burned out, stressed and broke as a motherfucker. If I don't get straight, never gonna get that house on the water green. Malibu, CA, Malibu, CA. I think I'm fine. Head still attached to my body, but I'm out here trying to get by. But it feels like I'm not in my body. I'm living the wrong life. Have I already died? Nobody sees my face, treading water in a shark tank. That I gotta get paid, gotta nice, but I'm sinking. Pockets empty, burned out, stressed and broke as a motherfucker. If I don't get straight, never gonna get that house on the water in Malibu, CA, Malibu, CA.
For something completely different. From Sessions Americana brand new records, Northeast, is their cover of Roadrunner.
One, two, three, four.
Boys, home! With a radio on. Why? 28 when it's dark outside. I'm in love with Massachusetts. I'm in love with the radio on. It helps me from being alone late at night. Whoa, it helps me from being lonely late at night. Next to 57. All the highways, a girlfriend as you go by quick. Suburban trees, suburban speed, and it smells like heaven. Ah, it smells like heaven. I said Roadrunner once, Roadrunner twice. I'm in love with rock and roll, and I'll be out all night.
yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, full circle. I ended the show with Reverse, and we started the show, well, almost started the show with Reverse. It's the brand new Reverse record, What's Your Problem, out and available everywhere. We played it in its entirety with Mike and Mike from Reverse. We're going to fill the next 5 minutes, Sky Tigers. Hopes and Dreams?
Hopes and Dreams. For Sky Tigers?
I remember those.
I don't know, World Domination, I guess.
Yeah,
right
on.
Yeah. I don't know. I see, that's the thing about Sky Tigers. We're just kind of winging it. Like, we didn't really have any ambitions for this band when we started it, and it just kind of started to snowball about 5 years in. That's when we started. People were like, oh, Sky Tigers is a band? Oh, you guys are new on the scene, right? We're like, no, we've been around forever.
You we weren't just, really playing...
No, we weren't really playing
You were playing
shows.
Intermittently.
Yeah, like one show every couple of months for the first couple of years. We were still a pop-punk band for the first couple of years, too. The singer of Eastern Legacy, Jesse, sang for like the first, what was it, year, probably, right?
I feel like it was more than that. But
2 years? Maybe. I don't know, that's a blur to me. That was like back when I started law school and stuff.
I think I...
You started law school, but didn't finish law school?
No, I'm a lawyer. Yeah.
How long did you go to school for? Like 8 years?
I was in... Let's see, I started college in 2001, and I graduated law school in 2014.
Holy!
I was actually in court today.
Do you like being a student? I do like being a student.
I do like to
take classes.
That's
but you really have to like being a student to go to law school.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, but I actually, like, some people get out of law school and they're like, you know, it was so much work, I never want to do something like that again. Now I'm just gonna go off and practice and never think about it. I loved it. I thought it was great. It was a complete pain. I don't know if I could say ass on the video, but I'm gonna do it anyway.
Go ahead.
It was a pain in the ass. But, you know, you just have to pace yourself. It's a lot of reading. Like, you're hundreds of pages a night, and I was working full-time during the day.
But you're not supposed to, right? You're supposed to not work when you're in law school.
So I went to Suffolk, which has an evening program, so you can do 4 years at night and work full-time during the day. If you go the 3 years, then you can't work full-time. You can only do part-time work. But yeah, so I did 4 years at night. I was working full-time. I was doing Sky Tigers, and I got through, and yeah.
What kind of law do you practice?
I do like commercial litigation, a lot of real estate disputes, title disputes, stuff like that. Some landlord-tenant stuff. It's very, very boring. But I do it. I enjoy it because I like researching and I like writing and I like debating. So those things are great.
You're a master at it.
Everything else about my job is terrible. I hate the thing that nobody tells you about.
This is fascinating. I did not know this about you. I'm fascinated now.
The thing that nobody knows about going to court. Everybody thinks you just walk in and everything's ready to go. You get there at like 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning. You check in and then you wait.
You just kind of hang out till they call your case, right?
Yeah, you got to wait there for hours. And sometimes, you know, you're in a courtroom where you can use your cell phone, and lawyers can usually use their phones in court. Mm-hmm. There's like one in Massachusetts that I go to regularly where you can't. But you're sitting there and you can only answer so many emails or return so many text messages before you're just like twiddling your thumbs thinking of all the work that you need to be doing back at the office while you're waiting there. And that's the part of the job that just drives me bananas. It's just waiting around.
And where do you travel all over a region, or do you work out of?
Yeah, no, my office is out of Beverly. I am in court all over Massachusetts. Today I was in Worcester. I was out in Springfield last week.
Just show up with your nails t-shirt and I'll be like, you can't handle the truth. What's up?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Walking with my hat flipped up with the broom and everything. Yeah,
I love that. That's fascinating to me. I would be a really great lawyer. I'm just way too lazy to go to... I'd like being a student, but I don't want to read that much.
Yeah, the reading stuff. I like reading. I like reading because... I don't know. Like, it's pretentious, but I like being smarter than everybody else. I don't know. I just feel like the more you read, the more you know, and then you can just outsmart people. You don't even have to know the subject that they're trying to be smart
on. But don't you think that that's part of the problem with, I'll say, society today, for lack of a better term? Nobody's curious, really. I mean, there are people who are curious, but there's a lot of people who are not.
See, you know what I realized way too late in life? Is that you don't go to school to learn. You go to school to learn how to learn.
Mm.
You know, like, that's something that they don't teach you until... Wait, I don't think I picked up on that until grad school. You know, you don't go to high school... Like, nobody's going to ask you to recite the capitals of all 50 states on a whim. Nobody cares about that. You read to figure out how to understand and analyze things. That's why you have to take your civics classes. That's why you have to take your math classes and your English classes. And that's... You know, once I picked up on that, school became so much more easy for me because I had a purpose. Like, I might not have loved my constitutional law class, but I read